then. I've never seen four oxen used here. Though we had a little old lady who had a ranch not far out of town who died, oh, less than 5 years ago, who still plowed with oxen. Very interesting old lady.
Well, if you were riding a horse and you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I feel...
off.
And if you were in bed and you woke up on the floor, you'd say, I feel...
out of bed.
What do you put? What are the things you put on the bottom of the horse?
Horseshoes.
And you put it onto the what?
Hoof.
And yet, so a horse has four...
four hooves.
Do you ever play a game with those?
Horseshoes, yeah.
What kind of other outdoor games like that would you play? Didn't you have some other ones?
Well, I never did pitch horseshoes very much, though I did some. When I was a child, we played tag. And we always liked to play games that were based on the serials we saw at the picture show on Saturday afternoons. So we did quite a lot of that. We played cowboys and Indians and rode bicycles and, of course, games for bigger groups of children at school, but we would shoot marbles. And with girls, other girls, I like to play paper dolls, and I enjoy paper dolls always more than real ones, real dolls for some reason. But most girls did play with real dolls more than I.
Well, what about sheep? Were there any sheep here?
Some, not in town, of course, but this is not real big sheep country at all.
Well, what do you call the sheep, the male and the female?
Ewe and a ram.
Do you ever hear any other words for sheep?
Other words for sheep? Not that I can think of.
What do they keep them for?
Of wool.
What about the hogs? Like, what do you call the male there?
Shoat. Or boar. Shoat is a young animal. Boar hog. And,
Well, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd say you're going to do what to him?
Shoat. No, let's see. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if you spay a pig or not. I'm unfamiliar with what you do to pigs. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, what about if it was a cow or a cat or a horse or something?
I castrate them.
But you don't know what you take off here.
Right. I guess you could call it the same.
And after it's been castrated, you call it what?
In a pig. I don't know.
You ever call it a bat? Barrel?
Oh, barrel? Yeah, I've heard of barrels, but I didn't realize that's what one was. I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Well, when does a pig get to be a shoat?
Well, I would think that is about the same thing as saying a heifer for a young cow or a yearling. I would say when they're first reaching the age to be able to reproduce.
That's when they should.
I think so.
Well, what about an unbred female? What would you call her?
Pig. I don't know. I don't know that much about pigs, I guess. I don't know about cone pigs. Sow is one that's a mother pig,
I think.
Gilt pig. Yes, I've heard that, but again, I didn't know that's what it meant. So gilt and barrel go together. Very good. I'll remember that.
Well, in your in the hair on the back, in the stiff hair, what do you call it?
On my neck?
No, on the pig.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, in your hairbrush, you have
bristles.
What are those teeth there?
Tusks.
Would you call them the same thing on elephants?
Mm-hmm.